Hello, welcome to this episode of the Maverick Podcast. I am Luke Suti. I'm joined by Ben Harper from Clarity Stack. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So we're going to run straight into it. Essentially, can you tell me what you've been up to for the past 2 years at Clarity Stack?
Sure, yeah. So we are an AI-powered sales platform. We launched in about 2018. In the last couple of years, it's all been about, in lockdown, we quadrupled during the pandemic. So it's all been about survival and growth through that period, which everyone's kind of gone through. And then we raised funding from an investment firm earlier this year. And then launched in the States off the back of that. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind the last 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah, quadruple. That sounds like when you saw the initial uptick, did it just keep rising? And we was like, okay, this is going pretty well. And then it was like, oh, okay, now it's going really good. And then when you hit that four times, it must have been a hell of a feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Start of lockdown, same as everyone else. We had the fear of, are we going to be dropping clients? Is anyone going to sign up? We just hired a big new sales team just before, which actually worked out quite well. Luckily, we thought this is a terrible idea at the time. We kept growing through it. And I think a lot of it was that people couldn't really spend their marketing budgets elsewhere. There's nothing else to spend it on. So they kind of tried tools like us out at the time, which was great.
I feel like people are driven towards data currently as things go. So Clarity Stack in itself, can you tell me more about the platform? So what does the platform do when you first log in?
It's all AI powered. And it's a sales platform really for people who have sales teams or are looking to prospect. And we're kind of, the way we see it is that we're all about the why you should reach out to someone. So you log in, there's a whole list of prospects. So every company in the UK and US is in there and all the contact details, the decision makers. We also have all the tenders that are live. We have like a warm lead section. And then we have our insights, which gives you intent and things that are going on in those companies. That gives you a reason to contact them, a reason to kind of get that door open and why to talk to them. And that's kind of our USP, really, having all of those things together and having the focus on the why rather than just here's a massive data, which other companies do.
Yeah, here's a list of things about everyone and everything. Here you go and use that as much as you can.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you say you cater more towards having full teams on the platform, or is this for anyone looking to prospect? So you probably have a lot of data on lots of different fields. Would you say this is a team or solo or a little bit of both?
Bit of both, really. We cater to both. So we originally, our clients used to be more kind of the solo, the smaller kind of people. And then as we've gone slightly, not fully, but slightly more enterprise over the last few months, we're getting more and more teams joining and all using it together collaboratively. So we kind of cater to both, really. It works both ways.
Do you help train on the platform as well? It's probably pretty intuitive as you go into it. But obviously, when it comes to any form of technology, you need some form of training, don't you, just going through it to know where some things are, because everyone has a special need of, oh, I want to filter this out, or I want to do this, I want to do this. Yeah. Do you offer that training support as well?
We do, yeah. We've got an onboarding team, customer success team, who kind of look after everyone the whole way through the lifetime with us. And it's teaching them on, little tips and tricks on how to use the platform best, saving lists and reaching decision makers, but also in terms of the sales side, where a lot of people would get stuck is actually the data's great, but then they're not ringing them, or they're not sending the right kind of outreach email, or it's helping with that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, it can be quite, when you've got all this data together, how you use it is basically how, successful someone's going to be using the platform. Because you can have all the data in the world about someone, but that doesn't mean that you're going to immediately sell to them and have a good relationship with them. You need to use that in a way. It's being used so you can find the right people, but then from there, you need to have the right strategy to actually create a relationship with them, find out what they need from your service, and then take it to that next level.
Exactly. You've still got to sell yourself. We're giving you the foot in the door. We're giving you the right person. You've still got to be able to sell yourself, explain what you do, explain why you're different to everyone else and what your kind of proposition is. And that's where some people fall down because they're not great at that yet. So that's where we try and help as much as we can as well.
Oh, so you're also helping with analyzing the data as well. You can kind of go and see some patterns.
We've got a whole sales academy area, which teaches people how to sell better with PDFs and videos and all sorts of things. And we can, we'll help as much as we can, basically, because that's the bit that's out of our control, but that's the bit that determines if they're going to get a return on investment or not, is how well they use it. So
we'll go through some of that help then. Now we'll do like a training demo per se with me. What data should I be looking for currently? If I've currently got my target audience, I want to approach some coaches in my local area. What data should I be looking for? What do you think?
So like business coaches for coaching.
Yeah, focus on some. We got consultants. Say in the UK. I want to approach them and discuss any service. What should I be looking for? Do you think on your platform?
You probably start in the prospecting area, and just we've got all different companies by their categories. So we don't use SIP codes like the government. We've gone through all of their websites to find out what they actually do. So you could keyword search it based on what kind of business coaching they do. Put a postcode filter on based on the area you want. You could put a financial filter on as well if you wanted to get coaches of just of a certain size, for example, and you'd get your list of however many that returns. So that returns 5,000. You'd save that as a list. You could then export that via Zapier into your CRM if you wanted to start working on. But that's kind of what that criteria is, would determine what that list looks like. With the insight side for coaches, you might see things like they've just hired a new. Like it's more of a coaching company, and they've just hired some people to join them in their company. That's kind of a good indicator that they're looking to, they're growing and they've got more money to spend. You might see they've moved office. You might see they've recently sponsored or launched an event, something like that, that you can talk to them about. All those kind of signals will be in there as well.
So Clarity Stack can help with actually flagging up those upticks. So say there's the headcount's gone up, or the increase in revenue, or maybe they've opened up a new office somewhere. You've got that information, and to say, okay, these are the key, you know, they're the performance factors. This is the person you should be approaching right now, because it looks like they're growing and scaling, and they might need your services.
Whole range of signals in there that you can pull out and see. The main ones we do are things like new decision makers, like mergers and acquisitions, new office moves, people saying about their buying intent. So we might get people saying on various platforms or online or anywhere really saying, you know, anyone got a good recommendation for a company to work with on this? All those sorts of things get pulled in as kind of intent signals.
That's very interesting. So you've got, when you use that data, you need to say it in a way where it's like, oh, I noticed this X, Y, and Z. You wouldn't just be like, I have a whole list of all of your facts.
Exactly. And that's how some people do go wrong as well. They'll go, I saw on Clarity Stack this amongst a whole load of other data. So can you buy from me? And they'll go, what do you mean?
Why is that? Do you get emails from people saying, can you remove me from everywhere?
Sometimes, not very often, but sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. Okay. Yeah. So it's normally because someone's gone in a bit overzealously and gone in like that. But yeah, we try and guide people to do it properly, not quite like that.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll just have a whole list of people just messaging and being like, yeah, I keep getting messaged by all of these salespeople telling you about my company, which is good, but at the same time, please no.
please stop.
So I also noticed on the website you offer a lot of resources out there as well. So it isn't just the data. Obviously, you're committed to helping people with their approach. You know, not just saying, "Hey, I've got your data sheet." You're helping them, you know, with their selling or marketing as well. I saw you had a cold email template. What's your favorite resource to give out currently?
Our newest one, which is kind of people are finding really useful, is our cold email templates that you mentioned. We're trying to get people to collaborate on it as well, and just like get people to share anonymously their like best performing ones as well. We're gonna build a big library, because cold calling in particular is really hard work post pandemic. No one's in the office, everyone's hard to get hold of. So email we still find is one of the best ways to go. But getting that right email is really a bit of an art. So the more we can help people with that, the better really.
Yeah, we specialize in organic and warm. We don't, any of our processes or strategies don't have cold pitching really involved in them. It's all about building a list organically through social and building a relationship. You can still have the data because you still need to know who you need to approach. But it's interesting how you've seen a shift from cold calling to cold email, because I feel like I get a lot more cold emails than I'd ever get any calls anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And it's especially because we work about 50% here, 50% in the States. And in the States, it's even more pronounced in terms of the lack of people just answering their phones. Even if I rang an office, you'd expect a receptionist to answer and not let us through at worst, but people just don't answer them even. So it's really interesting in terms of getting through to people at all on phone.
Yeah, you'd imagine the British are the ones who were shying away from any social interactions. But
yeah, no, it's probably the
Americans, you know, it would be more like up for the, let's go, let's talk to everyone.
Yeah. If you get hold of them, they are, but getting hold of them is really hard.
Is really I feel like the business structure will have more. I hate to use the term gatekeepers, because they're just people doing their jobs, but they are people who you need to, you know, talk to and, you know, get to the decision maker further on down the line. But I mean, even when it comes to us on social media, we always say you need to engage with everyone in that company to get a feel of who they are and what they do. Because no one's useless in terms of anyone you talk to in that business, are they? If you get the email, you get the social media profile of someone who doesn't have a huge title in a business, you can still talk to them, find out what the business is all about, you know, have a conversation with them. And then from that, it just goes past. Because they'll be the ones who have conversations with everyone else in the building. They'll have a conversation with the key decision makers. And from there, you can have that key decision, you know, maker talk to you and be on a call after that.
Yeah.
So I feel like, do you have people dismiss your data from anyone who's on the lower tier? Or is it more
sometimes, of a, I only want to put decision makers. Yeah, sometimes. We have to educate people on that again. And it's the same with things like having an office number rather than a mobile number. You have to say, look, how would I have your mobile number other than taking it in a really dodgy way somehow, which we don't do. Obviously, we don't have the office number, but how do you have your mobile? But yeah, it's one thing our sales team do a lot of as well. We try and hit like all three levels in an organization if we can. So if we're trying to sell into the sales department, we'll try and hit an SDR or an account exec to try and get them excited about using us, then hit their manager, then hit the guy above him, and try and hit them all and kind of see who bites first and sells up or down to everyone else.
Yeah, do it in a way where you've actually communicated. I mean, you can go straight for the throat if you want, but if you get that door slammed, you get that door slammed. And also, I wouldn't think it's a good idea to approach it in a way where you don't think anyone is talking in the building. We had it before where we had a conversation with someone and they tried to go to someone else as if we never had that conversation in the building. I was like, we're all talking here. We're always collaborating. We're talking about our social posts and the rest of it. But you need to realize it. Not all organizations work in like those siloed fields. A lot of them will talk to each other and discuss, oh, I got an email from this person. It was interesting. And then someone else goes, I got the same email. And then if you're having two separate conversations, it's really like strange.
Yeah, definitely.
So we've got I sort of shoehorn this into most podcasts I do. It's the expert advice segment. What would be your key piece of expert advice?
I would say always to kind of always trust the data and kind of go with what you think is right based off what you can see. In terms of sales, but in terms of everything else as well, that's kind of how our business works. We don't worry about like overall generic economic trends and things like that. We don't get too swamped down in like talk about recession. We just think about what does our data show us about our customers right now and what they're doing. So get the right data and kind of follow it basically.
Don't make your own data up in your head.
No, yeah, don't make it up either. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming down, Ben. It's a very, very short and to the point, but I feel like that's kind of what Clarity Stack is. It's to the point data.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of our culture here. We don't say three sentences when we can say it in one. We kind of try and get to the point as fast as we can. And that's what we do in sales as well. It's what people want. People don't want to hear all day about something, I suppose.
Well, fantastic. Well, what I'll do, I'll link your social profiles to the podcast. If anyone listening or anyone watching on YouTube can go follow you and see what you're all about.
Okay. Cool.
And if you have enjoyed this episode of Maverick Podcast, speaking to the audience now, don't forget to subscribe and click the notification bell when you're on YouTube. And wherever you listen to this podcast, please give us a follow so you can catch more episodes with us. Thanks again, Ben, for coming on the podcast.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And we will see you next time.